AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Monday marks the day when the Treasury Department says the U.S. will default on its debt. So time is ticking after last night's House vote to pass a debt ceiling bill.
Following last night's overwhelmingly bipartisan House vote for the debt ceiling bill, the Senate Majority Leader is aiming for quick movement on his side of the Capitol.
I hope we see nothing even approaching brinksmanship.
Democrat Chuck Schumer says with the House now out for the weekend, any attempt to amend the bill in the Senate risks default.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have.
He's urging fellow senators to agree to a swift vote on final passage with no changes. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The number of missing after a partial building collapse in Iowa has been revised from 5 to 3.
Two of the 5 people originally reported as missing have been located. Mayor Mike Mattson is defending the city's building inspection process.
We have a pretty rigorous inspection process now, and we've upped that numerous times in the last few years. Believe me, we will look at this again.
The city of Davenport has released documents, including structural engineering reports, that show the building's owner was told that patches of brick facade were separating from the building, and the building was at risk. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Ukraine was a topic of President Biden's commencement speech at the Air Force Academy.
The American people's support for Ukraine will not waver. We've always stand up for democracies, always.
Hurricane season officially started today.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says don't be fooled by this year's forecast for a normal hurricane season.
A near normal season might sound good in comparison to some of the hurricane seasons we've had in the past few years. Think back to 2020, 2021. But there's nothing good about a near normal hurricane season in terms of activity.
Brennan says it takes just one storm hitting your home to make it a bad year. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
There's new information about the birth rate in the U.S. Here's CBS's Alex Tin.
Many trends in the U.S. birth rate appear to be returning to pre-pandemic patterns, with the overall birth rate decreasing, the teen birth rate setting another record low, and the birth rate among women ages 40 to 44 climbing.
J.P. Morgan Chase is closing 21 branches after buying the troubled First Republic Bank, Christopher Cruz reports.
The branches will close by the end of the year. The locations amount to about a quarter of First Republic's 84 branches across 8 states. In a statement, J.P. Morgan said the branches being closed have relatively low transaction volumes and are generally within a short drive from another First Republic branch.
The markets are up. The Dow is up 228 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-885-3663. That's 800-885-3663. 800-885-3663.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, June 2nd. In Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Safety Conference Room 105. They will hear from the Criminal Justice Coordinator, a report from the Citizens Groundwater Group, and discuss the Price County Resolution, among other agenda items. They will also tour the Branch 4 courtroom. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 9 a.m. at the Annex in Conference Room 5. They will discuss and take possible action to approve the amendment to the Intergovernmental Agreement. Tomorrow is the last day of school for students in the Wisconsin Rapids School District, and it's a half day. Rams will dismiss at noon, Lincoln High School at 12:20, and elementary schools get out at 1. Stevens Point students are in school until June 6th because of a makeup snow day. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 63. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Daytime high is approaching 89. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 63. Partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we are in the middle of it. We are in the middle of the debt deal, right in the middle of it. Every second of every day, history is being made, whether you're asleep or not, whether you're paying attention or not. Let's talk about it right now. Where are we? The debt limit bill, the debt limit extension, passed the House yesterday. I looked at some of the voting. Final vote, 314 to 117. 314 members of Congress voted for it. 117 voted against it. In effect, voting against to bankrupt the country for the first time in our history and severely hurt our standing in the world, status of the dollar, and our influence and prestige around the world. But 314 voted for it. Here's the breakdown of the Republicans. 149 Republicans voted for it. Of the Democrats, 165 Democrats voted for it. Remember that two things. It was McCarthy that first threatened on behalf of the Republican Party to not let us exceed the debt limit, which is itself a fraud. Think about it. This isn't about spending. Nobody was asking him to vote to spend any more money. But under the law that was passed back during the First World War, about 110 years ago, 105 years ago, Congress passed a law that said if Congress votes for an appropriation and if the Senate and the President signs it, it still has to vote again when the bonds come due on whether or not we should honor our obligations, quite literally. And there's Kenya, I think, is another country, and there may be one more, and that's it in the entire world that does it that way. Because you have an obligation when you vote in Congress, you have an obligation for an appropriation. Or if you vote against the appropriation, but it passes because Congress, we're a republic, not a monarchy, and Congress operates on democratic principles, and the majority prevails. And if it's enacted into law, there are bonds issued, treasury bills or bonds issued. They can be issued electronically. They can be issued on paper. And it's and people pay money for them, good money for them. And that's the money we use to run our government, run our programs. And you promise to repay it in a certain time period. It can be a 90-day bond, can be a 6-month bond, a 2-year bond, a 10-year bond, whatever it is. That is a contractual obligation. McCarthy and the Republicans said, we're going to welch on that. We're going to renege on that. We're not going to make those payments because, like Kenya, we don't have to under our law. Well, that's all baloney, in my opinion. I don't want to get into the 14th Amendment about whether the president can say, look, the full faith and credit of the United States should not be questioned, and I'm just going to order it anyway. And of course he could do that. And inside baseball, Biden, although on publicly, and he had Yellen publicly say, no, we don't want to do that. We're not sure we can do that. Privately in the White House said, we're going to do that if these clowns hold our feet to the fire. And I think he let the clown McCarthy know that. He let the clown McCarthy know that. In any event, the clown McCarthy has 222 votes, 222 people in his caucus, and he can only get 149 of them to vote for it. I mean, 73 Republicans didn't vote for it. And they are a gnarly group. You've seen them, this Chip Roy, this, this guy, Ralph Norman and Briggs and all that. And Lorena Bobbert, this is great. She chickened out. Lorena Bobbert of Rifle, Colorado, Lorena Bobbert, wanted to vote against it because that's what the right-wing nuts were doing. But she knew that in Colorado, she only won by 500 votes last time. People aren't going to take kindly to somebody voting to bankrupt the country. So you know what she did? She stood out on the steps, I'm not kidding, of the Capitol and pretended to slowly run up the steps as it got close to the cutoff time for voting, because there is a cutoff time for voting. There are extensions and all that, but at some point, it's a cliff effect. It's a time certain. And let's say there was a minute left to go, and very slowly she pretends to run out. And at the very end, breathlessly, she comes into the chambers after the time period expired. So I wanted to vote for against it, but, you know, this is so clumsy and so weird. And the guy, a fellow named Frisch, Democrat, lost by only 500 votes in a very red district out in Colorado, came out with a statement. He said, look, at least show up to vote. I mean, who cares in a sense how you vote? We know you're a nut, but at least vote. I mean, if you're not going to go in and vote, why are we paying your salary? I don't know who advised her to do that. I think it was nuts, but that's what she did. But there are 149, so 5173 clowns who voted against it. They all wanted to go back and pose for holy pictures and say, well, I voted against it. We're not going to put up with that. Hey, Jack, how about disclosing that if you'd prevailed, we would have had to shut down right when China's threatening Taiwan and, frankly, Alaska, the latest, believe this or not, a bunch of Chinese tourists showed up in Alaska to tour one of our military bases. We got suspicious and we looked at them. They were spies. They were Chinese spies, not Chinese tourists. They were not here validly. And we have that all over the country where they show up, they claim to be tourists, somehow get in, and then they threaten Chinese Americans in this country, threaten them with the arrest of their relatives back in China if they don't spy on the United States. This stuff's going on all over the place. That's going on, and yet 73 Republicans want to shut the government down, 73 of them. What is Putin? We're going to get to that in a bit. Putin doing in Ukraine, murdering and torturing people. And they were going to shut the government down, 73 of them. 165 Democrats voted for it, more than the Republicans. That's because the Democrats, frankly, are more responsible, care more about the country, frankly, than the people in the Republican Party who didn't vote for it. But that still means, because remember, Hakeem Jeffries has 213 people in his caucus. That still means that 48 Democrats didn't vote for it. Some of them were these so-called progressives who wanted to pose for holy pictures and say, well, you know, I didn't like the work requirements for people 50 to 54, and neither do I. Neither do I. I also don't want to bankrupt the government and shut it down. And one piece of very good news, which none of these progressives have cited, in saying they voted against it, is that there will be $2.8 billion more spent on food stamps this year than under the old budget, even with the constraints. And we are going to add a large number, several million people, to the food stamps. And why is that? Because everybody was afraid, and I don't like what they are doing, having work requirements for people 50 to 54. I don't like that at all, because it exempts the homeless, which it should, exempts veterans, which it should, exempts people in foster care early in their life, which it should. But who is less likely to be a veteran, men or women, do you think? Well, back in those days, in their 50s, men would be the veterans, most of them, and women would suffer. But they did not take into account that marvelous, wily Joe Biden, because as he sat down with McCarthy said, "I insist that the work requirement, which is presently from 18 to 49, be extended to 54. I insist." It's a red line. And wily old Joe said, "Okay, but just do this for me. Exempt veterans, exempt the homeless, and exempt people who are in foster care." Well, okay. Then what Joe did is, and McCarthy didn't take into account, is that the Republicans in Congress can mandate a work requirement, but it's up to the cabinet, the Department of Health and Social Services, to administer it. And what Biden did was he ordered his cabinet people to say, okay, here's this work requirement, but I don't want anybody not to get food. So you should know that you can publish regs that will say, are you fit to work? Are you able to work? And if somebody says you aren't, they aren't. And that could be for emotional reasons, mental reasons. They're exempted under the rule. And number two, if somebody says, well, I'm technically not unable to work, but, you know, they discriminated against me. I'm in my 50s and I can't find a job. Just check the box and you get food. That's what Joe did. So he added several million people and $2.8 billion in spending. But this isn't all that funny, because as a result of these machinations, and we're going to get into the Senate part of it after the break, as a result of these machinations, Treasury just suspended auctions of 3-month and 6-month T-bills because they can't promise that they will pay them in time because the Senate is still sitting on this thing. That is what, and then the cost.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta potty rentals too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Better days are coming. It's called Saturday and Sunday at Jammer's Bar and Grill. On the weekend, kick back with the Jammer's 5 Beer Bucket Special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Jammers has the best in burgers, sandwiches, and apps. Don't forget Jammers is the spot for fun, and they have plenty of room for your next party. That's Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and
your Here's updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 60 tonight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the east, around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 86. Lows dip down to about 61 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 86 degrees.
Waukesha. Home of...
I'm fixing a hole where the rain...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. So where are we in the Senate with the debt limit bill? Where are we in the Senate? It should pass. Moscow Mitch said he's for it. Not only is Moscow Mitch, Schumer has said he's for it. Those are the two leaders, so it should pass, right? Well, it should pass, except there's a glitch, and it has to do with a real beef of mine, which is how every one of these senators thinks he's a member of the House of Lords. They think they're little Lord Fauntleroy. That's exactly what they think. Because every one of them is seen as like a knight of the round table that can hold everything up as long as he wants while he thinks about it. And I've told you in the past that Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is not permitting, he's holding up the approval in the Senate of the promotions of all flag officers, generals and admirals in all the services, until Biden changes the abortion policy of the Department of Defense, which essentially is accommodating to women who feel that they need that procedure. The rest of them, the clowns, 99 of them stand around and say, oh, it's a terrible thing, but, you know, well, no, not but what. But what? Clowns, have you decided perhaps that a bunch of you would get together and say, I will not let one clown from Alabama hold up flag promotions? Did that occur to you? Well, here's what's happening with the debt limit, and this is even more, well, no, I shouldn't say it's even more serious. It's very serious. Several senators are going to propose amendments to the bill. One of them's a Democrat. The rest are Republicans. The Republicans are among the worst Republicans, is Mike Lee of Utah, and there's several others. Several of Rand Paul. And they are going to put in an amendment that basically rescinds the deal, some of them. They'll say, no, okay, instead of cutting it by 1%, we'll cut it by 10%. Or we're going to cut Social Security and all this. Now, it's never going to pass. But here is one of the dirty little secrets about the Senate. Because they all think that they're in the House of Lords, like in England. The House of Lords, you don't get to vote for the House of Lords. In the old days, up until the late 20th century, you inherited your seat. If your father was the Duke of Norfolk, and then you succeeded as Duke of Norfolk, you were in the House of Lords. If he was the Thane of Cawdor, then you would be in the House of Lords. Now, the Thane of Cawdor, by the way, is a reference to Macbeth, so we don't need any phone calls about that. But in other words, they were all lords. And you had to say, my lord. You had to say, my lord. The 20th century in merry old England, they changed it so that the party... The dominant party could appoint some people to the House of Lords, but they called it a life peerage, not hereditary. A life peerage. So if you were a guy that had done good stuff for the government, then you'd be in the House of Lords. But why should a House of Lords be permitted to vote on legislation when they're not elected. That's one problem with the system over there. Here, of course, they're elected. They're elected, but they treat themselves like the House of Lords, all of them. Not a single person has come out and denounced Tommy Tuberville for holding up all the flag officer promotions. And one of the problems with the debt limit bill, and it's Mike Lee and most of the Republicans, but one of them is Tim Kaine, a Virginian. Tim Kaine, and I agree with Tim Kaine on the substance of it, doesn't like the fact that Manchin blackmailed McCarthy and he blackmailed Biden and demanded a pipeline for natural gas going from West Virginia into Virginia without a permit. Without a permit. It's going to go over about 1,000 streams and wetlands. If it doesn't leak, great. These things sometimes leak. Why shouldn't it get a permit? Manchin stuck a gun to everybody. And he's a Quisling. And what he said is, and Sinema is very similar on her other stuff, Arizona, but Manchin of West Virginia goes, you're not going to get my vote on the debt limit thing if you don't do this. And now he's purring and strutting around West Virginia. Kaine doesn't like it. I don't like it. But Kaine wants to put in an amendment that would eliminate that. If he does that, the whole bill has to go back to the House again, even if it passed. Even if it passed, it has to go back to the House again. And the House, those 73 Republicans, will then refuse to vote for it again and make a big deal of this. And we are going to default. You see that, Kaine? We're going to default. So the way to do this is pass the whole thing, get the debt limit extended, and then put in other legislation to go rescind it. It may be that it's not going to pass because the Democrats have made a commitment. I don't know, but don't hold this up. That's what's going on right now. And as a result of this brinksmanship coming right up to the 11th hour, Treasury today suspended the sale. They call them an auction, a three-month, 90-day, and 180-day, six-month T-bills. That's money that we absolutely need to meet ongoing obligations, for instance, salaries of people who work for the federal government, Social Security benefits, Medicare reimbursement to doctors, and I'm talking about doctors in small towns. The Mayo Clinic can wait. Frater in Milwaukee can wait. They can take an IOU. A guy who's a sole practitioner in Ladysmith, Wisconsin, and he hires a receptionist and a nurse, and he has to get supplies, needs the cash, you see. He needs coin of the realm. He doesn't need a lot of baloney is what he doesn't need. But this is what these clowns have done by taking it up to the 11th hour and threatening, even though this is all for expenditures that have already occurred and bills have been issued, T-bills, bonds have been issued, and people have relied on it and given us good money for them. That's what's happening by this stuff at the 11th hour. So my message to Tim Kaine, to Mike Lee of Utah and the rest of these guys, stop being 100 members of the House of Lords, because all of these amendments will take weeks to deal with if they insist on it, and it'll screw the whole thing up. We're going to a break. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. You guys are on the line. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll get right back to you after the break.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and Wheat Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon Recovery Programs began in '92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This week's flavor forecast is brought to you by Swiftwater Ice Cream, 300 Market Street in Nakusa. This week's flavor of the week is pistachio. Find Swiftwater Ice Cream on Facebook.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 63. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 89. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 63. Partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
I don't think they're ever going to get it. But something's got to be done about this idiocy because, and I don't trust those Federalist reactionary snakes to just throw out the 14th Amendment and say, no, Biden doesn't have the power to do this. But somebody's got to do it at some point. It's got to happen. This is ridiculous. There is no sane country that holds people hostage like this. The other thing, well, a few million were held back because they want to take the food out of the mouths of 50-year-old women, that might have to work a minimum wage job and make them ineligible for a whole bunch of other stuff, and that is just unconscionable in my book. And the third thing I'm going to ask about is this, and you have a better handle because I know you're very strong on defense, but I thought I read someplace online that there was an additional $80 billion thrown into the defense budget as part of this so-called deal. So those are the three points I wanted to make.
Excellent points, Jack. Let me hit them in order. The first one is, you're right, and I mentioned Kenya before as the other country that has one like ours. The Denmark one you're talking about is sort of a cloud in the sky thing. It's so high that basically it doesn't impede anything that they're doing. And of course, they don't have our defense budget and everything else. But the United States and Kenya have strict ones. They're cliff effect drop dead ones. Although you're right that Denmark has one that's sort of conceptual. Now, with your second one about McCarthy insisting that there is a work requirement on food stamps now for people who are in households with no children, so single people, basically. And from 18 to 49, there is a work requirement. What he wanted was 50 to 54, which enraged me initially until I looked at how Biden handled it, because first of all, it was Biden who said, exempt veterans, exempt people who are homeless, and exempt people who were in foster care early in life. And McCarthy just said, fine, not realizing that that adds an awful lot of people, an awful lot of people with no work requirement who are going to be coming into this. But you're right, and it's something I've mentioned before, that if you take out veterans, most people in their 50s who are veterans are men because there weren't opportunities in the military for women back in those days. And so what you're saying is that a single woman who is hungry but may not be homeless, but maybe she has a room in a rooming house somewhere, is lying there on her bed hungry, and she ain't going to get any food unless she satisfies this work requirement. And another point that has to be made is people in their 50s are frequently discriminated against despite anti-age discrimination laws. The fact of the matter is, if you're in your 50s and 60s, you're going to have a much tougher time getting a job than you're in your 30s or 40s. It's just a fact in my experience. So if you put all that together, that was a piece of cruelty, frankly, that the Republicans insisted on with no real savings at all, because farmers want food stamps. They have a market for their food. And then what happens is the farmer who gets money for his food pays income taxes on it. And he then goes and he buys food himself, goes to the grocery store, clothing, school supplies for his kids. The people that get that money pay taxes. This was done only out of cruelty. But the point I made earlier was that Joe Biden sat there playing poker with McCarthy. He said, okay, we'll do 54. Is it okay with you, McCarthy, if we exempt veterans, we exempt homeless people and people who've been in foster care? Oh, yeah. Okay. That's okay. So that adds a whole bunch. But then what McCarthy didn't take into account is that Joe Biden gets to implement it. His cabinet gets to implement it. All the Republicans in Congress can say is work requirement, whatever that means. So the implementation, and this is the inside baseball going on, is that you are a 51-year-old woman, and it says work. Are you able to work? She does not need a doctor's appointment. There are a lot of people who are despondent, who are depressed, who are emotionally unstable, but they're technically, and they're not homeless. They have a room somewhere. You check, no. Okay, here's your food. Okay. Somebody else, did you attempt to get food and were unsuccessful or jobs and unsuccessful? Yes. Basically, because I'm in my 50s, they wouldn't hire me. Okay, you get food. The impact because of Joe Biden is going to be minimal in this, thank God, but it's disgusting that they loaded it on. Your third question was about defense, and you're correct. It was a little over $70 billion that was added to the Pentagon in excess of what they asked. Now, you have some senators right now, like Lindsey Graham, who's trying to pull another one of his Lindsey Graham treachery things. Remember, he was for McCain, he was against McCain. He's for Trump, he was against Trump. He's against defense, now he's for defense. He's going to put an amendment to add money to the Defense Department. And Schumer has pointed out that if you do that, you are going to screw this whole thing up because it's going to go back to the House and they got to talk about it and we'll blow the deadline. My feeling is this. When I was in the Navy, the chief of naval operations was a guy named Elmo Zumwalt. He was a great admiral. And Elmo Zumwalt had a position, and I share it, that we need a 400-ship Navy. We need a 400-ship Navy. We have to patrol the Pacific, the South China Sea. We have to patrol around Iran, all of the Atlantic, the Mediterranean. We need a 400-ship Navy. Because we dipped under 300 ships, deployments are like 11 months, 9 months. You take a guy or a woman away from their families for 9-11 months, the divorce rate goes up, kids get in trouble and all that. The deployments I was on was a 6-month deployment, and even that was very tough on home life. So we need a 400-ship Navy in my view, and we're not even close to it right now. That's number one. Number two, we have to develop hypersonic missiles. The Ruskies have them. The Chaicoms have them. We need them. We're getting them. But a lot of this missile development is very, very important. Number three, I think that the troops should get fair raises. They have a very tough job and so forth. So when you say that they added 70 million, close to 80, or I should say billion, close to $80 billion, that's true. That money doesn't get wasted. It doesn't just get lying around there. So build some more ships. I want a 400-ship Navy. I really do. We've got to contain jihad. We've got to contain the Ruskies, the Norks, the Chaicoms, and all these people. They're authoritarians, and they'd overrun us if they had half a chance. Now, this budget freezes defense spending at this year's levels. That is, given inflation, about a 5% cut. A 5% cut. That's what Lindsey Graham is mouthing off about. Well, we don't want a 5% cut because it's of inflation, so we should add 5%. You can say all you want about that. I don't want this bill going back to the House, where they will deliberately screw it up. We are not issuing 3-month and 6-month T-bills right now as a result of these clowns. Your final point, which I think is a very good one, is we've got to put an end to this once and for all. Moscow Mitch himself said he would support a bill that said the president, by executive order, can extend the debt limit to accommodate what Congress has passed and he's signed, subject to 2/3 of the Congress, House and Senate, overruling them. That's very fair. I support that. If 2/3 of the Senate and the Congress think there's something funny going on, yeah, I want to take a better look at that. I really do. That's what's going to have to happen. We can't be lumped with Kenya or, you know, Denmark's is a fake ceiling because it's so damn high. It's never, you know, be like us putting a $100 trillion thing. So excellent call as always, Jack. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Dick?
I agree with Jack any more than that. And the only way this ends in my mind, Matt, is this. We hold the Senate and add to it. We take back the House, which is very doable, I think, and the presidency, because this will never end. Because now that we are just getting by this latest little chaotic thing that they've created, have you seen the latest thing that Marjorie Taylor Greene's talking about today? Yes. Here we're finding out some of the promises that McCarthy must have gave to them when he had to go 17 times, was it, to even get the job?
15.
He's releasing unfettered the access to all the January 6th thing to three of the kookiest right-wing media outlets starting today. So they just move on from one chaotic thing to another.
Right.
No, you know, three weeks ago was the border thing.
No, he's disgusting. Hold on just a second. He's disgusting. And another thing he's doing to save himself with these people, he said he's now going to launch a committee to investigate cuts in Social Security and Medicare. He said that today. He said, we want to cut spending even more. He's doing it because the guy has no character whatsoever. He's doing it to save his behind. And he did agree to all this other stuff. And that committee is going to go nowhere, but it's going to put a lot of discussion about Social Security and Medicare on the table, and it's going to cause a lot of anxiety. Dick, as always, thanks for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Nice call, by the way. My bone today is cutting the IRS. Most people pay payroll taxes, and we're really the backbone of running the country. And upgrading the IRS would have been able, the IRS would have been able to go after tax cheats. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people, hedge funds and everything else, that pay no taxes, but yet they want strong defense and all this other stuff. So I think that was already voted upon and approved, and then they can turn around and cut it out of there. It's just ridiculous. So my thing is the IRS, that was a, and they were going to upgrade everything, and you were going to be able to do your taxes easier. So that's my deal today. The tax cheats run free. Right. The rest of us pay payroll tax out of our check. Thanks, man.
That's a good point. And what Paul's alluding to is they had passed an $80 billion allocation of the IRS to hire more forensic lawyers and accountants to catch cheats. And what occurred is we are getting cheated out of almost $1 trillion a year by crooks. Many of them are donors to the Republican Party. All they did, so they came in to Biden and said, we want to get rid of the $80 billion. Biden wouldn't do it. But to get the deal done, he said, I'll cut it by $21 billion. Now, Larry Summers, who's a fairly well-known economist, says that disturbs him more than anything in this whole deal, because right now, Social Security, by the year 2034, is going to have to raise payroll taxes on what's collected. We are losing tens of billions of dollars a year as a result of this fraud, with the IRS is not being given the money to catch. And if we had full collection, Social Security would be safe for 75 years at present levels with inflation increases. That's what's at stake. And for them to say, we want to cut $80 billion, and then they lowered it to $21 billion from the enforcement ability. Most returns aren't even looked at, including the wealthy people. I want them looked at. I want them audited. I want them to go to jail when they cheat, and I want them to be scared of jail so they pay their taxes. So you're absolutely right, Paul. Larry Summers agrees with you. I'm sure Joe Biden does. He didn't want it, but God bless Joe Biden. He's an historic president. He's doing what he can. Let's stand by him. Let's stand by him. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Salsa.
It's Crafters Baseball Night at Witter Field, June 4th. Vendors will be inside the stadium for the early game on Sunday. Play starts at 4:04. School's out, so bring the kids and make it a family night. Find all sorts of handmade goods with a variety of vendors set up within the ballpark. There's fun for all ages and a chance for kids to play games on the field. You don't want to miss this fun Crafters Baseball Night with your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, Sunday, June 4th.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Do you find yourself stuck in the depths of indecisiveness when choosing which frozen pizza should be for dinner? It's time to heave-ho that hesitancy and snag a Brewpub Pizza. Proud partner of UW Badger Athletics, made right here in Scotty and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub Pizzas are everything we love here in Wisconsin. So next time you're in your frozen department or your local grocery store, look no further than a Brewpub Pizza for quality, quantity, and plenty of satisfaction. Brewpub Pizza is also available at Camp Randall.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's go to another topic. Prosecutors have gotten hold of a tape. Prosecutors looking at Trump, Jack Smith's office, Justice Department, have gotten hold of a tape of Trump discussing holding on to classified documents after he left office in Bedminster, New Jersey, at his golf course. And this one in particular was a top secret document that was drafted by General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, setting out the details of an attack on Iran by the United States. And he is on this tape boasting about this, waving it around. You can hear paper rustling to a group of people who are helping Mark Meadows, his former chief of staff, ghostwrite his autobiography. Now, this is beyond serious for Trump, and I want to break this down. Are we planning to invade Iran? No. Are we planning to invade Russia? No. Are we planning to invade China? No. But I will tell you something. That is the public position of any government. You hear Joe Biden speak, he's very reasonable. He's been in the Senate or vice president or president or getting ready to run for the presidency, getting ready for that since 1972. So are we going to invade Iran? No. And then, you know, he'll sort of roll his eyes and everything. But you should know that we have gamed out, and there's an Army War College, there's a Navy War College. The Joint Chiefs of Staff have gamed out and are fully prepared in the event of absolute necessity to do everything I just described. What do I mean by that? Let's say Iran does develop a nuclear weapon. They have enriched uranium. They just increased their enriched uranium by 25%. That was reported today. The problem is that they know how to build one, but how do you launch it on a missile? How do you put it on a missile? You got to put it on a launch pad and all that kind of thing. They'd like to launch it at Israel. They'd like to launch it at American ships in the Mediterranean, at our aircraft carriers. They'd like to launch it onto Europe, under Paris, Berlin, London, Rome, the whole bit, the whole schmear. It is a certainty that if they build one and roll it out onto a missile, that we will destroy it. We must destroy it. However, those kinds of documents are so top secret. Very few people have access to them. And it was described by one of the commentators today as worth a king's ransom to certain people, to Saudi Arabia, to Russia, to China, and to Iran itself, to know in advance what our plan was. And this isn't a plan in a touch football game on Saturday afternoon. You say, let's do the Statue of Liberty play. Most of you out there won't remember the Statue of Liberty play. Statue of Liberty play, quarterback goes back, puts his hand back as if he's going to pass, and the back comes behind him, grabs it out of his hand, and goes around the end. Not that kind of a plan. I'm talking about a very detailed plan with time periods, what resources, and all that. And the clown Trump at a golf course in Bedminster that he owns. The clown is boasting about this, that he stole it. And the thing that hurts him more than anything is that he acknowledges on there he's not supposed to have it. All this baloney about he can automatically declassify is baloney. If he gets charged and gets up there and says that, this tape, this is his own words. The question is, who is the snitch? People are increasingly thinking that Mark Meadows is the snitch. Mark Meadows has been interrogated by Jack Smith and the Justice Department. And Mark Meadows does not want to go to prison. And Mark Meadows has suddenly gone radio silent, nothing but crickets, for anybody else who tries to call him. So who told them that there was a tape of this? Who did the taping? It may very well be that one of his autobiographers, and that's kind of a joke, how can it be an autobiography when he's not writing it? But most people's autobiographies who are famous go, well, and there's an autobiography with the assistance of Joe Blow, that kind of thing. Somebody, all they had to do is click on their phones, and Trump wouldn't even know it. He thought this was funny. And this is not the only document. Showing a top secret classified document to somebody else is a violation of the Espionage Act. That is a very long jail sentence. I want to see Jack Smith prosecute Trump soon, very, very soon. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for, the debates in August? We're waiting for what? The primaries? We're waiting for what? The nominating convention in 1924? It should have been done last year. The longer they wait, the more politically difficult it becomes. Go to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
You know, just to add on that, as far as value, I know that Jack Smith is going to be taking a closer look at how it is that Saudi Arabia decided to give $2.5 billion.
Right, to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. You know, Jared, you know, the thing that kills me, everybody goes, oh, Hunter Biden. All right, Hunter Biden has some contract, they allege, I'd have to see the proof of it, with some company that was a Chinese company. No proof or allegation that Joe Biden had anything to do with it, but obviously they gave this guy money because his father at the time was the vice president. Okay, yeah. That happened with Billy Carter and Jimmy Carter. That happened with Roger Clinton and Bill Clinton. It happened to Neil Bush and George W. Bush. But $2.5 billion? $2.5 billion? And these clowns in the Congress don't want to investigate that? Why does Saudi Arabia give Jared Kushner $2.5 billion to invest? And in that kind of a venture capital fund, he gets about 2% of it right off the top every year, even if he loses money. Well, 2% of 1 billion is 20 million. 2% of 2 billion is 40 million. 2% of 2.5 billion is 45 or $50 billion. 50 million. The guy gets 50 million a year in fees, and then he gets 1.5% over whatever the S&P makes every year. For what? Hiring a few secretaries and getting a few computers, and nobody's looking into this? I'm sure they are looking into it. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great callers, as always. We are in the midst of great historical events. Pay close attention. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the